Welcome to Incandescent Tarot, a podcast exploring how to integrate tarot and spirituality with everyday life. I'm your host, Gina Wysotsky. Join me as we tackle big questions like how to work with intuition, just why the tower is so intimidating, and what it means to develop a spiritual practice in this wild modern world. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the monthly forecast for August of 2023. Before I jump in, how is everyone doing? It's always a joy to record these, and it's an interesting little marker in between all of the writing I do. So I do all of these weekly readings that you can find on the Substack, and those are such a different experience to create than speaking to everyone directly here via the podcast. So I feel like I've been typing my little fingers off about all of the cards we've been having for July. And a lot of that energy was really interesting, effervescent. We had all of these aces popping up. And now I'm back in front of the microphone with a very different group of cards. And I can't help but think about the turning of the season. You know, we're still a little bit a ways, but the older I get, the more sensitive I feel like I am to just the passage of time and the moments when one season is blending into the next. So as I record this, it's warm out, but it has that sort of autumnal golden light going on at midday. And I am thinking about that. So we have quite the shift here in our readings. You know, last month was all about the Ace of Swords. And if you've looked at the photo already, if you have accessed this through the Substack, if you'd like to sign up over there, you get a bunch of extra stuff. You get email notifications, and you can also see a photo of this reading. These readings are always free for everyone. Subscribers, of course, get all sorts of fun tidbits, just putting it out there. But I will be describing this as we go. So, you know, this one is definitely a different vibe than we have been dealing with. And we have a return of some cards we haven't seen in some time now. And I was actually just talking with someone about this group. So we have two fives here. And I haven't been seeing these in play much recently. Maybe they were listening because here we go. We have two of them. They are our only numbered minor arcana cards. So they are doing a lot of heavy lifting in our reading, and I'm just going to jump right in. You know, this is a month that is about challenge and difficulty and rising to it in a way that can help us build a meaningful life. So, you know, if you've already seen a photo of these, it's a little grim at first glance, but as is usually the case with a tarot reading, it's not as it seems at first glance entirely. So our card for the month of August is the Five of Pentacles. And this is kind of the classic, like, poppers out in the snow. I mean, and where's the other classic version of that? I'm not aware of one, but in any case, it is a quintessential card of suffering. And this has a lot to do with feeling materially disadvantaged. So money, the way we support ourselves, our access to resource, this is front and center for us this month. It is a time where we're going to be learning a lot from where we feel pinched, cast out, lacking. And just having that as a point of focus as we go into August is going to be helpful. Now, that being said, these are not subtle cards. Both of the fives, all of the fives are extremely obvious. So we won't really, maybe this is good news for some of us, we will not be needing to look around for what is requiring our attention. It is going to be right there in front of us. Hard to ignore, in fact. So we have an interesting pair, though. So if you're new to these readings, we have a traditional spread that we use each time. Keeps it simple. It's nice, accessible. So we have a card for the month, our central card, and then we have a card on top of it, which represents the environment that we are operating in. The other two cards are to the right. They are the challenge and the opportunity for the month. So if our theme has to do with material struggles, lack, looking for resources, feeling disadvantaged, our environment is quite different. We have a court card, and it is the King of Wands. And looking at this reading, the King of Wands is positioned so that they are facing into the scene of the Five of Pentacles. In the Five of Pentacles, we see two beggars, and they are hobbling through a snowstorm, which is quite noteworthy. It's the only wintry card, save for the Hermit, in the Rider-Waite-Smith deck. And they are in this interesting place. We're not quite sure what's going on here, other than that there is a prominent window in the upper center of the card that has five pentacles in stained glass. So this scene is being lit by this window. The snow is peppering the background. It's all dark, and they're walking slowly through a big drift of white snow. It's intense. It's not where we would want to be. It's not a situation anyone chooses of their own volition. And yet we have this dynamic, active king, the King of Wands, facing into this situation. Now, I am very interested in this. It's saying a couple things to me. One of them is that we will have an acute experience of suffering this month, but it's unclear whether that experience is rooted in the present or if it's an experience of the past that is coming into focus right now that has something important to tell us. I'm leaning towards the second interpretation because the King of Wands is such a different energy. So what I'm feeling here, and we're going to massage this out as we go through the reading, this is all recorded live, so I'm experiencing these cards for the first time with you all, but I think that there is some sort of contrast between our ideas of what it takes to support ourselves, to have enough, and our actual present capabilities, as seen in the Knight, the King of Wands. So we may, in a sense, be operating as if we are in the lived experience of the Five of Pentacles, where we have these ways of relating to our finances, our resources, our work that are outdated and based in expectation that things are going to be really hard, like the scenario shown in this card. So we may be forced to contend with a kind of perverse feeling of safety in the Five of Pentacles. You know, do we feel more comfortable seeing ourselves as not having enough, not being enough, having to struggle and hobble through life, when really what's happening is we have arrived in a place of expertise, of power in the King of Wands? Now, I will say here that this is a bit mysterious because these are very different energies, and there's a lot to say here as I'm starting to speak. Like, okay, I want to put a pin in something so we can return to them. But what I would like to say at this moment in the reading is that when we have kings appear in readings, and I'll say too, we have another court card, the Queen of Pentacles, in our challenge position. So we have two court cards going on, and they are very different, and we'll talk about that a bit later. But when the higher level court cards appear, so the kings or the queens, they are pointing us towards an experience of expertise, of mastery, of great knowledge. So something about this month is kind of forcing ourselves to re-identify, or maybe identify for the first time period, with the skill and power of the King of Wands. If we are thinking a lot about Pentacles issues, and that would be money, work, our health, our physical experience, our sensual experience, we might not be looking for Wands qualities. So there is a bit of a confrontation happening that we may have to reframe how we view our Pentacles life with some of the dynamism, creativity, and action of the wands. So the wands are all about motion, getting things done, moving quickly, following our creative zest, our energy. And pentacles are, especially in the five, they're earthy, yes, but they are plodding. And in the five of pentacles, we have, they're actually frozen. The ground is frozen in this scenario, which makes me think that change, shaking up how we relate to our finances, our work, our daily lives, is really important in this moment if we want to evolve beyond our limited experience in the Five of Pentacles, which I think we can all agree we probably do. I don't want to make a home for myself in a snowbank outside of a church. So there's a lot happening here already. And I think too, I would like to say at this moment that some gentleness is going to be really important. This is a very powerful moment. So the King of Wands encountering the Five of Pentacles, that is great. And if we think about this in terms of weather, the wands are about fire, they're solar, they're warm. This is a frozen earth card. So, you know, imagining going from the dead of winter to the height of summer, yikes. Let's do our best this month to be kind to ourselves and to grow at a rate that is not only helpful, but also healthy for us. So there may be a desire to just radically change, to sort of notice like, oh, this is, for example, like an outdated idea I have around what work should feel like. Maybe I'm expecting that work should feel like the really suffering-filled toil shown in the Five of Pentacles. And all of a sudden I have some epiphany that like, wait, I don't have to do this. I'm actually doing quite well embodying the King of Wands. Let me just kind of just go completely in the other direction. That is going to be too much. So there is a big gap between these cards. And when that happens in tarot, we have to kind of read between them. And in this case, what I'm wanting to do is like stretch them out, put them on opposite ends of the table, and imagine all the things we could do to sort of smooth the path, the transition between those two. So think about right now, like how you can be gentle with yourself, set the classic advice of small actionable goals, but truly it's classic for a reason. Ways that you can kind of breathe deeply, get out of the snowstorm, and realize that you have actually achieved quite a bit, and that those achievements are based off of hard work that you are going to be able to tap into moving forward indefinitely. One thing I love about the court cards is that they show a progression, they show a story, and they also direct us towards traits that we have earned for ourselves and have innately moving forward. So thinking about building up that muscle memory, you have it now. We'll talk a bit more about that specifically, but I think it'd be helpful here to transition into our challenge card. And this seems to be a tradition with this type of tarot spread, where the card that you think is going to be the opportunity is the challenge. And that is no different this month, because we have a beautiful card as our issue, the Queen of Pentacles. This is also where I'm getting the idea, the insight that we need to do things differently this month. So if the Five of Pentacles is our central theme and we are dealing with what we need, what more we need. So if you'll think about it in terms of the numbers, all the minor arcana go from ace being number one to 10. So fives are right in the middle. They are the turning point. So similarly, we are at a turning point with how we deal with our resources. And the King of Wands suggests that this is a long time coming. We've been grappling with these issues for some time. Now they're kind of slapping us in the face, forcing our hand to make a jump into a new way of being. The Queen of Pentacles is showing up here as our challenge because we might want to just not change, or maybe we want to change just a little bit. And so I see this as like, instead of taking the path moving forward, we just want to like scoot off the path. There's like a little glade on the side, or like, we'll just rest here for a while. That's not what this is calling for. We're going to have to go out of our comfort zone this month. And the Queen of Pentacles is going to be a tricky one to work with, because when we have these resoundingly positive cards, and especially with the sort of stubborn, practical pentacles, it's really hard to pick at them because they are so accepted by our culture. So this month, we may be hiding behind practical reasoning. We may be hiding behind ideas of responsibility or caretaking. Like, oh, well, I couldn't possibly do this or take this risk because I have all these responsibilities. I need to take care of other people. I need to make sure I have enough for, you know, these very real parts of my life that I need to fund and support and keep going. And as I'm saying that, I'm like, yeah, who would question that? Notice where you use this type of talking as an excuse. And you'll notice where you feel a little itchy, because what we're dealing with, like what we're going to be blocking if we keep on going down that path, is the King of Wands inside of ourself. So there is some ambition and creative energy, and by some I mean a lot, that is coming into play. And we are trying to kind of tamp it down, being overly responsible, being nurturing, being slow moving, again, that element of earth. And so you can think about like what happens when fire builds under earth. A volcano may erupt. So just be careful at the places where you are limiting yourself, and maybe even have a healthy appreciation for where some of that rage may be coming from. We really will need creative and energetic outlets this month. And so in a sense, as I mentioned earlier, this is not subtle. And so we can expect things to be pretty obvious once we get a sense of where the frustration is coming from. So to complete the picture before we go and tie some things together, our opportunity this month is the Five of Cups. And I am happy to see this because we've actually been in a bit of a drought in our tarot readings. We have not had a lot of Cups cards. And this is really a doozy though, because it's forming a pair of fives, our tough times cards, Five of Pentacles, Five of Cups. Now, this is an opportunity though, so I do think, and I'm saying this to myself especially because I will be shaking my fist at the heavens when this happens this month, but this is a card that is inviting us to welcome our grief as a sign of healing, welcome it as a shift in ourselves that is maybe below the surface of our external identities, of the ways that we are sort of doing life. There is a bit of mystery going on here, that difficult feelings that arise, the way that we grieve our past, is working some pretty next level magic that is beyond our sort of conscious control. It's hard to go through. It really is. I mean, just looking at this image, it's so desolate. It's so, you know exactly how it feels to be in the Five of Cups. Now, this is really making me think that the Five of Pentacles is less of a current issue, or is not 100% a current issue. We may be kind of springboarded into our experience of the Five of Pentacles through some very real stuff. So a setback, a loss, especially a material loss, because we're talking about that group. But it seems to be inspiring an emotional loss, a sense of emotional upset that is directly proportionate. And so I do think that maybe current events are sort of triggering past issues around having enough, around being able to provide for ourselves, around being seen as being successful. So just be so gentle with yourself in these areas. Like, a lot is coming through here, but it is not the type of breakthrough that is going to be yielding clarity right now or for quite some time. So again, with that Five of Cups opportunity, a lot of the healing that can happen in that card is not the type that you're going to be able to write about or explain to anyone or even yourself. It is really about just feeling through things, being present with yourself as you're going through difficulties, and practicing that self-compassion. Who knows how this will change and become more obvious later down the line, but this month especially, our job is not to try and make sense of things, it is to feel through it. And in a sense, that is a very, it's deceptively simple, you know, so being aware that this month there will be some opportunity to grieve some past losses, to recontextualize them, maybe not in the grand scheme, but that path will be there for you. And really trust in your instincts when it comes to going where you need to go emotionally and revisiting some difficult times that have really shaped you today. So we have kind of a confrontation, a meeting rather, to use more neutral language, between our past experience and our present expertise. So these two court cards and these two fives. And it's the sandwich of the fives, which makes me think that this is really a month where we are thinking about our identity in our professional lives, especially, not only because we have the court cards and they are about being present in the social world, but because we have the Five of Pentacles, which does speak so often to work. So I would really look to these two court cards with curiosity this month. And I'm saying this for myself because I'm not quite sure how I feel about them. And court cards can bring up a lot for us. And I might write more about this for the subscribers of the newsletter. Because as I'm talking, I'm feeling a weird theory coming in. But I'm not going to workshop it on you poor listeners right now. What I'm meaning to say is that there is going to be a pull towards the Queen of Pentacles when in reality, it's time for us to go to the King of Wands. So think about ways that you have used the idea of responsibility, of propping up other people, of caretaking as, you know, both a wonderful part of your self-image, of your identity, and as perhaps a way to avoid change and growth, because let's be honest, they're scary. It's different. So there is like a comfort zone that is sending out a siren song in the Queen of Pentacles. And I'm not surprised that where we're actually heading and the more confrontational vibe in this reading is the King of Wands, because King of Wands is a very extra card. It's the King of Fire, the fire of fire. Like, there's nothing subtle about this card. Except for maybe there is a little bit of trickiness, canniness going on in the King of Wands. I do sense that we may be surprised this month to see how crafty we can be, to see maybe a bit more readiness for engaging with the world strategically, making things happen for ourselves. And that may be some of the tension that is happening with the Five of Pentacles. So rather than casting ourselves in the pauper in the snow role, we're actually having to be the actual king, the mover and shaker, the person who is out in the world, working with it, bending parts of the world to suit their will, and not necessarily in a manipulative way, but more in a sort of creative way. The King of Wands really, really values their creative voice, values what they have to offer, and that stands in stark contrast with the lack and the struggle of the Five of Pentacles. So I would definitely be considering where you feel uncomfortable with owning your own power, especially when it comes to making moves, making things happen. That the King of Wands is our environment card also points to the possibility that there's some really big opportunities coming our way in August. And this can be professional, but it can also be personal. This kind of goes all over the board. But be aware of where you feel like you can grow and where maybe you already have grown and now it's just time to acknowledge and celebrate your own mastery. Thank you as always for listening, and until next time.